has manifested with this harassment and all this. But don't let anugraha
mercy.
Mercy is bhaktana. Here is a look. Bhaktana means the rational distances of bhaktana, first goti, and head of the goti, then goti, then sadhana siddha, then sadha. Inside of how was lower down sadhaka of uttam bhakti in the stage of Bindu Mangala and all others. There are sadhaka, those who are doing sadhana for attaining bhava. Who sadhak? Those who are trying to bring bhava bhakti to you. They are sadhak. And in those hearts, the Siddha Sakta has come here, and they are naturally being bhava-bhakti to Krishna, like Bindu-mangala and others. And our Goswamis are also in that. Those who are mukta, they are siddha, yet when they are in world and practicing this, they need to be taken in that category also, all that. And lower down, sadhan-bhakta, other than arok-siddha,
sangha-siddha,
in the category of
sarup-siddha,
but also in sarup-siddha, अन्नाभिलाष छिन्न विहार कर्म आदि अनाभेद अनुकूल्य ने कृष्णानुशीलन दैट काइंड ऑफ भक्ति ऑल्सो लोअर डैम जो सुबह समसिद्धा आर आरोप सिद्धा ऑल्सो एंड दो सुबह विमुख नॉट भक्त बट ये कृष्ण Krishna will do all these lilas and they will hear from bhakta and they will be again unmukh to Krishna. Understand?
Yes.
So, anugrahaya bhaktanam, you have all kinds of doing good for all. Krishna has come with his all sarup-siddha gopis and playing here. Those who are bhava-bhakta, they will be primitive. Those who are sadhava-bhakta, by hearing and remembering, they will be of bhava. Those who are uttam-bhakta, they will be siddha, sarup-siddha. Sarup-siddha will be kastu-siddha. And those who are in lower sadhak, they will be in madhyam adhikari and gradually they will be uttam adhikari. And those who are vimukh by the touch of all these bhagavat, hearing all these things, they will be inclined to Krishna. So for everyone, all bhaktana, whether Kanishka, Uttam, Madhyam and Siddha, Siddha, Krishna has come with his whole Lila, your pastimes here. And those who will bhajate tadrishi pida, those who will do bhajan of that leader, past time. Means those who will utter, do sankirtan of this leader. Those who will hear, those who will go to that places and go down and pray for all, these are bhajate tadrushi kriya. Ya sutva tatparo bhave. Tatparo bhave. Krishna lila parak bhave. Means here Krishna, Vishay and Gopis are Arshad. They are remembering both, but especially they are remembering and hearing and following, though they are hearing all these things, but they are following Gopis, Arshad. So Patparo Bhavet means Krishna Paro Bhavet, but really they Radha and Gopi Paro Bhavet. Understand what I told? What?
That although it says Tatparo Bhavet, that their inclination to serve and follow him, Krishna, is there, but real meaning is to follow Ashraya, means Gopis.
Because they are following them. How to serve Krishna? So they will be like this. That is, they will have preach, those who are sadhak have preach. And by hearing repeatedly, they will be tatparo bhave, they will be sarup siddha, and after that they will be vastu siddha, and then they will enter in that way. Then,
right. Can it be said that someone in bhava bhakti is sadhak?
Also sadhak.
Up to end of bhava or in some
end
part of bhava?
And he will be siddha, then he becomes sarup siddha. When that potency comes, then he becomes bhava bhakta. And after that, completing, he will be premi bhakta, not in this world but on the prakat lila where Krishna is here.
But he can achieve swarup siddhi in bhava bhakti. Then he's
there
not
is
sadhak.
Beginning and ending.
Ah, that's what I meant to
no,
say.
There is beginning of bhava and ending of bhava. Ending is siddha. And beginning is bhakta. Sadhana.
Yes.
Na suyan khalu krishnaya मोहितास्तस्य माया मन्यमाना स्वपार्श्वस्थान स्वान स्वान दारान ब्रजौकुशा ब्रजौकुशा मैंने ब्रजवासी ये स्पेशली दी हैसेंस ऑफ स्पेशली ऑफ दी हैसेंस ब्रजोग माया His husband's mood has come by Yogamaya. So there is no marriage, a real marriage. But by Vishwanacharya Swami, artificial marriage was done to have that mood. Yogamaya has done it. And there was sacrifice and all these things, but by the shadow Vigraha of Gopi. So they have moved that, they have an idea, abhiman, that these are my wives. But what about this Gopi? Gopi has that abhiman or no? Yes, they have also abhiman. Because in dream book, Yogamaya has done.
You sometimes explain that during the Brahmavi Mahan Lila, they were married to Krishna. But now you're also saying that perhaps in another kalpa, and some other terms.
No, in this call.
You have given different
names. No, but they don't knew at that time that I am married with Krishna, because they were set in, Krishna was in shape of cowherd boy. Yeah. So they did not have that abhiman that I am being married to Krishna. To that goal.
Yeah.
So they have abhiman that of that goal. But that was Krishna. Anyhow, Yogamaya skillfully had given them that they abhiman that he is my husband and he is my wife. Anyhow, reciprocal, Yogamaya has sent it. So here, Brajavukosaha, there has been. But here, Brajavukosaha, all the persons of Braja were related to these gopis, father, mother. Nanad, Saas,
sister-in-law, mother-in-law.
Also brothers and family persons all knew that my daughter, my wife are here with me. For a long time, as this first time of Ras went for 1000 chaturdhi. They all knew that my wife is with me, my sister is with me, my daughter is with me, everyone knew, especially their husbands, that my all are with me. They are serving, they are cooking, they are nourishing, they are doing all these things. So they have no asura. Asura means
jealousy.
Jealousy to them. Or Krishna, even. Here Krishna. Halu Krishna ayo. They have no jealousy with Krishna. That he has taken my wife. Or he is playing with our Krishna, my wife. Or here, Krishnaya Maya Mohita. All were attracted by the Yoga Maya, Krishna's Yoga Maya, the Maya of Krishna, who all the Vrajavasi, Vrajavukasa, and they did not have jealousy with wives also, sister also, and all gopis, both. For Krishna also, and gopis also. Manyamana swaparasthan swan swan dharan bhajavukasa. Because they knew that my wife, my sister and all that. Here, Vaishnavakirti is telling, he is telling that Parikshit Maharaj has answered the question of Parikshit Maharaj that Krishna is Paramatma, Ishwar of Ishwar, and he is Tejiyan,
powerful.
So it is not
surprising
and not
a fault.
Fault in part of Krishna. Because means Paramatma, Ishwar of Ishwar and Tejiyan. It is not fault for Brahma and Indra what to say about Krishna. He is saying that yes, I admit this fact, anyone tells. But what about gopis? It has been given blame to gopis that they were Parthiya. Krishna had done bad, but he is Ishwar of Ishwar, so no fault of Krishna. But gopi cannot be out of
improper
behavior. So we see that gopis are in fault. So Sukadeva Goswami is telling we cannot bear this logic.
They have done something.
Don't bother.
You have to put the other one in first.
Yes, you have to take out this one.
So, he's giving logic and in full gopakha.
First in Genesis.
That what gopis may be in past births, they have done anything good. But in this birth, they have done marriage to other gods, marriage to other gods. Then Krishna taking them in wrath and doing this behavior that was not proper to do. And in other ways you are saying that Krishna has come to do anugraha on bhakta and gopi. How you will be reconcile? Because if they are if they are the wives of gopis and Krishna has met them and done rash, then everyone knows that it is not proper. And everyone blames gopis because Krishna is out of this land. But gopis are under this. Why this gopis has done? So everyone will know. So how it is possible that Krishna, by doing a rash, he has done good for gopis and he has done mercy to gopis? How it will be? We think that Krishna has done उनके साथ में उनका बुरा ही किया. He has done evil to Gopi. And if a bhakta knows this, that Krishna has done wrong with Gopi and Gopi has also done wrong, having cross the level of Vedas and Shruti and all these things, they have done this very, very wrong thing. Then all the bhakta will deny that Krishna is our Arathya. Because he done so wrong. Especially those who are brahmachari, monastic brahmachari, yati, sadhu, sannyas, will tell that if Krishna is found guilty of this thing, he cannot be our Arathya. What to bhakta? A bhakta. A bhakta will disrespect and bhakta will go. Also, they will disrespect gopi more than Krishna. So, here Sukadeva Goswami is telling. So, इस सिद्धांत को इस युक्ति को दूर करने के लिए खंडन करने के लिए तो अगेंस्ट दिस लॉजिक उत्तर पक्ष बाई दिस श्लोक दैट ब्रजवासी गण एनी ऑफ दी ब्रजवासी बट टू टेल देयर हस्बैंड्स एंड ब्रदर्स एंड ऑल अदर्स एनी वन किड नॉट ब्लेम कृष्ण आर डन असूया टू कृष्ण And by this word, khalu, na asuyan khalu, nishtutultena,
surely.
And at any time, any way, they have not prakash kiya,
express
that they have given blame to Krishna or Gopi. None of them. Why? Because it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam Jadhamartha Suhida Priyatma Tanaya Ityadi 10th 14th 35 in Brahma Stuti Brahma is telling Who is Brahma? Creator of this world He has four heads and so many eyes everywhere, up, down, here and there. And he is watching all the Brajavasi. And so he is a good evidence, Pramanik Vyakti. Pramanik Vyakti
kya? Authentic person.
Authentic person.
Good witness.
Good witness. He is telling to Krishna that all Brajavasi Whether it's child, he is young, old, lady, a gentleman, a creeper, a insect, bird, any Brajavasi, of all Brajavasi, you are Griha, Dhana, Putra, Priyajan, Putra, Pran, Abhilasher, Ekmatra Vishar. You are, so Krishna, they are telling Brahma, you are the griha of what? Your griha, all Brajavasi is griha, dhan, dhan means
wealth,
bandhu, priyajan,
near and dear,
putra, sakha, prahan, and all kinds of desires. Vishaya is Krishna. You are the Vishaya of the all. If Krishna goes in any house, then it is dear and near to go. And in that griha, if Krishna does not enter, it is not near. Here griha means all the inhabitants of that griha. They all, with all their heart, wealth and all these things,
They have surrendered to Krishna and served Krishna.
Surrendered here, not told, but we cannot tell what we can tell. Because there is no surrender.
Dedicated.
Offered everything.
All these things were for Krishna. Griha, dhana, putra, parivar, sattva, all was for Krishna. All loved Krishna. Then in Brahma's saying, no malice, anything to Krishna. Some call this. Also Sukadeva Goswami is telling to Parikshit Maharaj, Krishna arpita atma suhida artha kalatrakama. Also Sukadeva Goswami is telling that all the gopis and all the inhabitants of Braja have dedicated their Atma Suhida. Suhida means dedicated. What is the meaning of they are dedicating their pens and all of that? Means they are stupid only when they are near and dear to Krishna. If they don't love Krishna, no stupid.
No relation.
No relation. If the son of any mother is not near and dear to Krishna, they will not love that. If the brother is not near and dear to Krishna, he has not been seva to Krishna, he is not brother. If mother is not doing seva to Krishna, then the son will not adopt him as a mother. If any cow has no affection for Krishna, he will not love that cow. In all ways. So, in these lines of Brahma, Asuka Deva Swami, it appears that any of the Vrijavasis did not say against to Krishna anything.
But Abhimanyu, Jyotila, Bhagavadan Gopa,
Durmod.
What about them?
Just tell the answer. What will the answer?
They're created by Yoga Maya to have this mood to increase Parathya.
No.
To make obstacles.
Really they were against of Krishna. Apparently. But Yoga Maya has, Kunima has told Kunima Devi to Jatila, that if you do any against work, then you will be
die. Your son will die. Your son and
son and all will die. Okay. So they did not tell anything apparently.
But in their heart?
In their heart. But if they will do anything, they will not have anything from Yashoda Maya. So they fear.
But they didn't really like it.
Is that Yoga Maya has created this here the against party is telling whether Prajavasi know or don't know, but this should not be any help to them. How? Gopis have so much affection, all the Prajavasi have so much affection, but Krishna hiddenly does some harm to them, taking their wives to the street and playing with them. Their sisters,
mother.
Not mother. Daughter. Son-in-law. So, Krishna is doing evil to them. Whether they don't know. But it is chal-chaturi. Chal. Chal means?
Cheating. Hypocrisy.
So, Krishna should not be like this. Whether they don't understand this?
How we will get around this?
Yeah?
It's a big problem.
Big problem. Sorry. I'm sorry. From upward I love you. But suddenly I cut your feet or doing anything. But you are not knowing. Your all relatives are not knowing. But I'm doing. All are telling that, oh, he is so love for him, but doing others. So, Krishna should not be right. So, he is giving answer. Sukadeva Goswami is giving answer. Or, Jiva Goswami is clearing. Jiva Goswami is telling that, this is not the fact. If by fire sacrifice. And according to rules of Vedas, if their father has given these gopis to an other husband, then they are married right with that gopi. But it is not done. But they are doing Brahma. That she is my wife, they are only thinking. But actually it has not been done. Marriage was not done. Only by those Maya, they are knowing that they are my wife. As if anyone believes that there is ghost in this house, but no ghost. In darkness, anyone fears that there are ghosts, but actually no. That is. So, by the illusory Maya of the Maya, they are understanding that they are the husbands of the gopi, but actually they are not. And if they were husbands, then it was your argument was, but actually no, nothing. So if the gopis husband thinking themselves husbands, if they are doing wrong, they are saying that my wife, but actually they are the wife of Krishna, and Krishna has taken them and played in them. So it is fault of the husband, gopis, not the fault of Krishna. Krishna is playing with his own Sarupshakti gopis.
But there's a defect in this argument. I think there's a fault in this argument.
What?
Because the common man doesn't know this explanation, so they blame Krishna. We know it because you are explaining it, and those who are fortunate to hear this explanation will say, all right. But the common man may not know, and still they will blame Krishna and gopis.
But Jiva Goswami is claiming, this is not Chakrabarti Thakur may not claim like this. Actually, whether anyone knows or not, not knowing is fault of them. This is all. Actually, they are the wife, they are Swarup Shakti of Krishna. So Krishna is not doing anything wrong, and gopis are not doing anything. But if anyone thinks that I am a husband of that, no, it is fault for them. This is argument. Sukhvidya Goswami, Mohita Tasya Maya Manyamana Svapasasthana Swan Sangha.
I mean, Bodo Achi. कौन बारे आरंभ करें
35 minutes I have done.
No, you have done 35 minutes.
He is telling that. 5 minutes.
He is in the day of Brahma.
He has been moved. In this shloka, tasya word, tasya mayaya, we have to anmaya, not me, anmaya. And by two anmaya, there will be two kinds of me.
Anmaya?
Tasya.
Explanation.
Tasya. First, anmaya. Anmaya, you know?
What by what explanation?
At first, your Gurudev has done Gita Anvay or Bhagavat Anvay.
Yeah.
And then, what is the relation of each word in Gantra?
This is the Jiva Goswami.
first unending will be this. Sasya mayaya, yoga mayaya, by yoga maya. That other gopis were married by their husband, but not a Nitya Priyasi. Akat, those gopis who were married to gopis were
set up. Prevented. They were prevented from entering.
So they were kept there in home. And those who were Nitya Siddha, akat, so Nitya Siddha they are not wives of any gopis. But they were thinking that she is my wife. So this gopis had not done wrong or Krishna had not done wrong. And those who were not married to Krishna were not Siddha, and they were only Sadhana Siddha, Swarup Siddha. Now they have come, taken birth in Prakat Leela, but yet something wrong.
Kasa.
They are not Vastu Siddha.
No, they were Vastu Siddha.
And still they could not enter.
There's still something.
Some Kasa.
They are male of Kasa. They were married and they have child something. Or if no child, well.
It has also some kasas.
And if no child, no, then they are being in the song of their husband. Mm. But no child. But they are mixed with their husband. So they are not qualified for Krishna Allah. So Yogamaya stop both. But those who have no child and no sangha with their husband, and have sung with Nitya Siddha.
If they have Vastu Siddha, they have prema ready.
Prema ready, already. They have asakti, mamata, prema. But it's still the boy.
Male of Kasa.
Have they seen Krishna? They must have seen him.
They are purvarat. How? Because they are child or not child, or they have met with their husband. They are purvarat. But when they were checked, that when Krishna came and went in their heart and embraced and everything went down, and they again become people, again they became.
They joined that again.
Next time.
Gradually, all this, not at a time.
Next time, meaning next time Krishna did rest or next life?
I mean, this had the same for Maharashtra. Or other rest. In Govardhana, we are in here. Bhandirvan also rest. Govardhana also rest. We have one. Bihar one. So, if there had been those who were not married but they were thinking that they are my wife, and if they go to go, so that these are my gopis, and if they were fearing that it was not hurtful to them, not pleasing. So, the Nitya Prayasi had never this idea that they are my pati. But he is telling, Yuga Swami. So, Sanat Chakravarti Thakura has not raised all these points. Because it could be against Bhagavata. He has tried to do, but he has tried with a artificial Buddhism. It was not a real Siddhanta of Buddhism. It has been done for unqualified persons. And those who are qualified, no tarka, no logic, nothing will come. From my beginning, I have no any place for logic, all these logics. Why? How? In Krishna Pastime. Bhagavatam is saying that there nothing opposite to Krishna. Because they just think that by Yoga Maya, the motives of that kind of Siddha Gopi were present before their time. So they never told anything about it. Today, I will read all these things.
Now, when we saw the Seva Kunj in Vrindavan, the pictures of Rupa and Rati Manjari are inside the Seva Kunj. And then there are two places outside, and two more mandiris will come there. Who are those mandiris?
That mandiri are not disciples.
No, but you must have some idea.
None will not be given. You can think of your Gurudev. I will think my Gurudev.
I can think his Gurudev.
Yeah.
Anyone think his Gurudev.
There will be two. You have not named either of them, or one you have named?
It depends on
But they are doing some specific thing. They have some special color of their dress. So there must be name also. Everything else. How we will discover this?
By Sadhana Bhajan. By Sadhana Bhajan.
What about some Kripa?
In fact, that means definitely.
Some hints should be given, as your Guru Maharaj gave some hints. With the colors on the steps and other things.
My Guru Bhajan said, Man Mandiri and Kuno.
After
tomorrow, I will see if
we cannot come Wednesday.
Then so Thursday?
Thursday we can come, but then we only have very short time.
And then next day we can come.
Thursday and Friday.
Yes, I'm going to him.
I'm thinking that I will do my Guru Dev Vyas Puja in Vrindavan. Or in 28th February, that we will have to go. We will all go there.
We will certainly be thinking of your Guru Dev.
Yes, and that day we will meditate very deeply on it.
And yours. No, some will be here. Some of them will be here. I think his wife will be going.
She's going. She will be in Korea.
Yes, she will go. But all others will be here.
Both of them will be in Korea. Sure.
Yes, she's going to go. She will be here, I think. Not immediately. Some will be here.
Yes,
tell them.
Prithidas Kaviraj says that the loka is divided into three parts. Like Buddha, Dwarka, and Gokula, you told us it's divided into four parts. So, why are you saying, if there's four parts, why are you saying only three parts?
Dwarka, Mathura, and?
Yes, and Gokula.
Gokul or Vrindavan or Braj.
Huh.
These are three. Where is Gokul? Golok. Where is Golok? In Dwarka, Vrindavan or in Mathura?
Prabhupada,
I am not telling Prabhupada.
Yes.
I am telling to you. You should understand these things.
Golok?
Where is Golok? Or Golok is in Braj? Golok is in Dwarka, or Golok is in Mathura. Or Golok is nothing, but three are called Golok.
Krishna Das Kaviraj is saying three are called Golok,
no.
Three together.
You should understand this. There is Golok Dham. No. This is like a boulder. No. In this Golok, the lower stage is called Golok, and here Swakiya Bhav is there. No? Only Swakiya Bhav. Radha and Krishna all are there, but only Swakiya Bhav is there. No? Upper is Dwarka. From border up, first is Dwarka. The ground level is Golok. First story is Dwarka. Second story is Mathura. And third story is Gokul Vrindavan Braj. Here, Swakiya plus some Madhurya. No? Some Madhurya.
In which level?
Huh?
Which level?
Which level? They are Swakiya only. And Krishna, Radha and all are there. Only Aishwarya Bhav and Swakiya Bhav. Only Dasarath is Pradhan there, prominent. But first story is Dwarka. Here is also Virat Vaibhav. Vaibhav is there. Vaibhav and Aishwarya is there. In Golok, no son, no child, nothing. No? In Golok. Swakiya and Aishwarya. But here, he has so many wives, whole family, sons of sons of sons, all approved. Uddha and all are here.
less asperges than Golok. Here, Madhurjim is proud. Proud, understand? It's proud. And sometimes, Rukmini Shaktabhama fill Mahabhava also. No? Sometimes. Fill Mahabhava. And from Dwarka, more Madhurja and less Aishwarya to Mathura, side by side. Sometimes Madhurja, sometimes Aishwarya. No? Sometimes Devaki and Vasudeva pray to Krishna that, oh Lord, you are not my son. But I have told it is wrong. I will never tell son. And sometimes, weeping for Krishna, sing in his two arms, and Kansa will kill him. So they pray to Narayan to save Krishna and tell them Krishna to be a child. Krishna was four-handed here when he took birth. And after that, when they prayed that he should be in two hands, then he became naked, no crown, no ornament, no necklace, anything. No? So both are here. Also when Krishna killed Kansa, Devaki and Vasudeva began to pray Krishna that, oh Lord of Lords. And sometimes when Krishna and Baladeva began to weep, Krishna came in the lap of Devaki and Baladeva fell in the feet of Vasudeva and began to weep in weeping. Yogamaya came and he covered as well the house. So side by side here. In Vrindavan, Madhuri is more and Aishwarya is less, very less, always covered by Madhuri. So there are four rooms exchanged: Golok, Dwarka, Mathura.
Why does Krishna Das Kaviraj say this?
You cannot understand. He has written like what I am telling. But you are not understanding this. He is side by side of Vrindavan. Not in Dwarka, Golok and Delhi. Puja Uja Sapsikata.
And after some time, they realize my guru is not Uttam Vaishnav. So, if they accept an Uttam Vaishnav Siksha Guru, will that Siksha Guru take that person back to Godhead?
Certainly, it will. Don't be worried. If your Siksha Guru is so powerful, he can take the person.
But no,
if Guru fails, no harm. Yes, sir. Very strictly.
And no need to take initiation because the Siksha Guru can do it.
You should see all Prabhupada and then Siksha Guru. Prabhupada, you know?
Yes, of course.
You have come for him. For Srila Prabhupada. Everything has come in you. So, anyone but more root is he. So, Siksha Guru will come. If anyone is qualified and you have Saddha on him, then you can take initiation. Otherwise, leave it. Go on doing it all and take a shelter of Siksha Guru, he will do.
You're giving class tomorrow? Should I come?
If you don't want to come, and come with them?
Another time.
With them?
With them. Huh. I don't know when you're speaking to them. If I'm not here, I don't know today.
Nobody knows.
In other words, I have to go to Delhi to get some rice for you. No one's bringing you rice.
Radhika turned up and began to cry, "Save me, save me, save me." There was no Sati. So who will say? At last Krishna came smiling and went there. Then Radhika told that, "Save me, save me." Then like this Krishna. This is in Krishna Sarovar. So all these things, past times should be remembered and doing chanting Hare Krishna and remembering and going in Vrindavan, Radha Krishna temple and doing pranam to all these things. This is called bhajan. And given only instance, examples only one or two, but there are lakhs and lakhs of examples.